This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, welcome to the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. It is Monday, right? Just checking.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I lose track of the day. They all seem to blend into one from time to time, every now and again, on occasion, with somewhat frequent reoccurrences.
That's easy for you to say.
Not really. I had to think about it too hard. I think if you see smoke come out my ears, let me know.
Ooh.
The telephone number, if you would like to join in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We have some stuff that we brought in, or that I guess I brought in, that I would like us to talk about. Everybody says that the bird is the word, but there was also another word. It was Grease. Grease was the word.
Was it?
Do you remember the movie, Grease?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've never seen it.
You've not? Oh, wow.
No. I've seen people singing.
Well, it's too late now. They're going to ban it.
I know that's a lot right. of the songs because of karaoke. There's always people singing Grease songs.
Right. Well, in one of the songs, they sing, Grease is the word. Right.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Never heard that.
Frankie Valli, I believe.
Okay.
You spot on. Misogynistic, sexist, and a bit rapey. Calls for iconic movie Grease to be banned.
Yeah. When are people going to stop listening to these morons who are always calling for things to be banned? I mean, who cares what these people think?
It's not going to stop. It's just going to get worse. The more stuff that gets banned, the more people want to ban more stuff. And it's going to cascade until we have this totalitarian.
But nothing's actually banned.
Well.
People only don't watch things when they choose not to watch things. None of it is actually banned.
Yeah. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And this is from MSN.com, of all places. Social media users are calling to ban the iconic 1970s hit film Grease, condemning it for being sexist, homophobic, and slut-shaming. A Boxing Day viewing of the film on BBC One sparked outrage online.
Really?
With many Twitter users calling the film outdated. Of course it's outdated. It was
an old movie.
78.
I mean,
seriously?
Lower your expectations, people. There wasn't even CGI.
Are we supposed to be updating these things? Is there supposed to be like, you know, Citizen Kane 17.0 out now so we can, you know, fix all the errors in the first 16 versions of Citizen Kane?
I recently rewatched a science fiction series from that era, the late 70s, called Logan's Run.
I remember that movie, vaguely.
And, I mean, outdated? Oh, you bet your babushka. It is definitely outdated. But at the same time, still a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the society where they killed all the old folks, right? Like,
that's right.
You turned 30 and they just whacked you for no reason.
Yeah, except they didn't, like, outright just, you know, murder people. I mean, they did, but, like, the thought amongst the population was that they were getting renewed, which meant some sort of recycling, like you were supposed to be going off and then coming back. And
yeah, they
whatever.
Were getting recycled, they thought, but actually they were getting recycled into Soylent Green.
Correct.
Yes.
For those not familiar with Soylent Green, that just means ground
people. It's people! Soylent Green is people!
So, at any rate, Grease is on. It really has a terrible message, doesn't it? One user said. Sorry, but Grease sucks on so many levels. No plot, nothing interesting happens, and the message is pure misogyny, said another. The film is a lighthearted romantic musical centering around a high school love affair between Sandy, played by Olivia Newton-John, and Danny, played by John Travolta. Critics on Twitter complained about the lyric, "Did she put up a fight?" in the song Summer Nights, when Danny talks about hooking up with Sandy. Others shared disapproval about Sandy's friend Rizzo, who was slut-shamed for having unprotected sex. the drive-in scene where Sandy and Danny
watch. Well, she got pregnant. That's
well.
I mean, that's kind of dumb. If you don't want to be pregnant, and you're pregnant, you did something really stupid, and you probably shouldn't have children. I'm sorry.
Agreed. But, you know, this film was made in 1978, and I think the thing that's being lost in the translation between, you know, 1978 and 2021 is the culture shift. You know, 1978 was a completely different culture than 2021. You know, in many ways, shapes, and forms. And this movie was that generation's sort of coming-of-age movie, right? It was a bit rebellious in that there weren't a whole lot of parents involved, and if there were, you know, whatever authorities were just sort of askewed. It was like, well, we're going to go do whatever. We're going to race our cars. We're going to, you know, date who we want. We're going to go party and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I think the lack of understanding of what the... You know, I mean, I was born in 72, so I was 6 when this came out. But, like, I remember, you know, people dressing as these folks did in this movie, you know, on many an occasion and that type of a thing. And so, you know, I think it's just, it has to be treated like one of these time capsules, right? If you watch a movie that's, you know, 40 years old or whatever it is, you should have very low expectations, and you should treat it as a time capsule and look at it as like, wow, is this what people did back then? And like, oh, back in this day, you know, instead of criticizing it with the common current culture's, you know, rhetoric on what, you know, culture should be or would be.
Well, yeah. If that's what they want to spend their time on, there are a ton of old books and movies that have, you know, a little bit of racism or lot of racism or a little bit of sexism or a lot of sexism. And it's like, really, is that what you want to spend your time doing? Okay.
The lack of LGBTQ representation and diversity in the cast angered others.
Everybody just wants to be mad about something.
Yeah. In the film, a radio announcer at the school dance announces there were no same-sex couples on the dance floor. I remember that from the movie.
He announces that?
Yeah, he goes, all couples must be boy-girl. And this author says, well, Grease, shove your homophobia. But many came to defend the musical, calling woke critics oversensitive snowflakes. Yeah, I agree. Please don't ban Grease. I know all the words, and I've still got a crush on Danny Zukos, one user wrote. A third wrote, I really can't believe the snowflakes want to ban Grease. WTF. That's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot for you military folks out there.
Ooh.
At the end of the film, Sandy transforms from a good girl to bad girl, impressing Danny with a new fashion style and attitude, and smoking a cigarette. The horror. Smoking a cigarette.
That was two syllables, right? Horror?
Yes.
Okay.
The horror? Quote, I wish my girl Sandy would have recognized Danny Zuko was trash and she didn't need to change for anyone, unquote. Olivia Newton-John, who plays Sandy, has previously dismissed sexism claims. Quote, it's a movie and a fun story, and I've never taken it too seriously. Just stop banning things, people. It never works. It never works.
There will be no fun. There will be no history. All movies must represent 20... whatever year it is. What year is
21.
It? 2021 and nothing else.
Didn't they go back into E.T. a few years ago and edit out the guns from some scene with, like, the secret agents?
Yeah. I think I remember that.
And put radios in their hands or something like that?
These same criticisms for the movie Grease, though, could also be leveraged to any television show from that period. I'm thinking Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, that type of a thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Because it all had similar social construct at, you know, similar time, right? During that time frame, that late 70s construct,
sure.
You know, whatever the culture was at that point. And so the same thing could be said for many things produced during that time, whether it's music or books or movies, television shows and whatever. You know, learn it as history. You know, you may not like it, but it's there. There's no reason to ban it. You start banning history, bad things happen.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. Open a history book. You would know that.
And the people banning books or burning books, they're never the good guys in reality.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're able to reflect historically.
Yeah.
You know, they might seem like a good guy at the moment. They're like, oh, this guy's trying to do some good and ban this horrible literature. But then it turns out, no, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
603-283-6160. Do you want movies banned?
I don't.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. 6160 is our telephone number here in the studio. If you'd like to join the conversation, again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were just talking about cancel culture, wanting to ban the 1978 movie Grease. And I'm just so tired of cancel culture. There's no reason to cancel anybody or anything when it comes to freedom of speech. You know, unless you're just a big wuss, right? You're on a social media platform. The platform has the right to, you know, do whatever they want as far as that's concerned. But they don't have any need to, right? People will self-filter. People will self-group, you know? It's the same thing with the television. If the television is broadcasting something and I don't like what they're broadcasting, guess what? I can change the frickin' channel.
Yep.
But that's not enough. You have to be incensed. You have to show the world how upset you are, because if you aren't
otherwise, you're being insensitive.
If you're not angry, you just don't care.
I don't mean to be insensitive, but I don't want to be insensitive.
Warning, warning, Will Robinson. Dr. Smith is irate.
Yeah, so, you know, just stop banning stuff, everybody.
Mm.
Do the world a favor. Speaking of cancel culture, things change because of COVID, and COVID has this weird effect on things that were normal, and in that way, you know, things kind of get slightly canceled. What do I mean by that? You might ask, and ask you might. I stumbled upon a graphic that I thought was a joke on the social media, and it was COVID CPR, right? So apparently CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. Many of you have taken classes in this, if some people at their jobs are required to take it and that kind of thing. If you work in any sort of like sports thing or whatever, you've got to know CPR. Anyway, it's a life-saving technique, but COVID apparently has changed it a bit. And so I saw this graphic, and I thought it was a joke. I laughed at it, and I looked, and there was a website. I'm like, I'm going to go check this website out. Turns out, no, it's not a joke. This is from St. John Ambulance, SJA.org, which is, I believe, a UK website from Great Britain, or just Britain, because I don't see what's so great.
They're not that great.
It says, what is CPR? Well, CPR stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. It combines chest compressions and rescue breaths to give a person the best chance of survival following cardiac arrest. We've updated our guidance due to COVID-19 outbreak. Do not perform rescue breaths on the casualty.
Wow.
They're already proclaiming you dead if you have a heart attack.
Well, wounded are considered casualties as well.
That's true. All right. I thought casualties were always dead.
No.
Okay.
No, those are that's just a formality.
Okay. but the important part here is do not perform rescue breaths.
Yeah. So they are writing them off. Let them go.
It goes on to say, if an adult is unresponsive and not breathing normally, you still need to call 999 or 112. Those are emergency numbers.
Okay, so they're not saying don't bother calling anybody. Just have them send the coroner because he's going to be dead by the time they get there.
Right. Yeah, they're saying call the emergency numbers for help and start CPR right away.
Huh?
Yeah, they say start CPR right away. And so here's the bullet points. What to do? Number one, if you find someone collapsed, you should first perform a primary survey. Do not place your face close to theirs. If you have established from this that they are unresponsive and not breathing, you should ask a helper to call 999 or 112 for emergency help while you start CPR. Ask a helper
Don't start CPR.
Ask a helper to find and bring a defibrillator if available. I also just happen, as a side note, I love the word defibrillator.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just really like that word.
Everybody's got a couple of those laying around the house, right?
Yeah. Well, I've got one right now. No, I don't. So ask your helper to put the phone on speaker, hold it out towards you so they can maintain a 2-meter distance.
God.
If you are on your own, use the hands-free speaker on a phone so you can start CPR while speaking to ambulance control.
Now, if cowards mostly associate with cowards, maybe this will result in a lot of dead cowards and a better world.
I think so. I mean, it's still sad to see this.
It also says, do not leave the casualty to look for a defibrillator yourself. The ambulance will bring one. So that's number one. Number two, before you start CPR, use a towel or piece of clothing and lay it over the mouth and nose of the casualty.
Wow.
Put a mask on them. That's going to help.
Why don't you just grab a pillow and hold it down real tight over their face?
Yeah.
Again, before you start CPR, use a towel or a piece of clothing and lay it over the mouth and nose of the casualty.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on to say, start CPR. Kneel by the casualty and put the heel of your hand on the middle of their chest. Put your other hand on top of the first. Interlock your fingers, making sure they don't touch the ribs. Keep your arms straight and lean over the casualty. Press down hard to a depth of about 5 to 6 centimeters before releasing the pressure, allowing the chest to come back up.
That's about 2 inches.
The beat of the song Stayin' Alive can help you keep the right speed.
Wow. How do you know if your memory of a song in your head has the right rhythm?
Well, you can tell by the way... No, I don't know.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a ladies' man with no time to talk.
Some about being kicked around since I was born. Well, this guy's going to be dead because the next thing is in very bold black writing says, do not give rescue breaths.
He does not need oxygen.
Put a towel or a piece of clothing over his face.
And then don't give him any.
Don't give him any. The primary thing that CPR teaches you you're supposed to do to resuscitate a person is to breathe into their mouth and to, sort of jumpstart their breathing.
The breath of life.
Yeah. And this says, nah, don't do it.
Screw him.
Number three, continue to perform CPR. This is the new CPR. So apparently all you're doing is covering their face and then jamming on their chest to the song Stayin' Alive.
Wow.
That's insane.
No, this guy's not staying alive.
Imagine. I mean, the people who support all this madness surrounding COVID ostensibly are doing it to save people's lives, right? Like, that's what's going through their head. They want to stay away from people because they believe it's going to help keep people alive, and yet when faced with someone who's actually facing imminent demise, the instructions, the official instructions now, are to basically do nothing.
Yeah, or don't do the one thing that's the most important part of CPR, which is the breathing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
Go through the motions, just don't do the important part.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they could at least change the song that you're supposed to keep the beat to, because Staying Alive sure ain't going to help.
No.
603-283-6160. Would you breathe into somebody else's mouth in a life or death situation performing CPR? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The first shipments of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine are being distributed. It's the first one-shot vaccine authorized for use in the United States. The company says their vaccine will start going into Americans' arms within the next 24 to 48 hours. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News this is great news for everyone.
Just like Pfizer and Moderna, if the ultimate goal is to save lives and keep people out of the hospital, all three candidates were 100% effective after about a month to make sure that that doesn't happen.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration is hiring a criminal defense attorney. The Wall Street Journal reporting its veteran lawyer, Elkin Abramowitz. Cuomo being accused of sexual harassment by two different women. Cuomo also still being investigated over the nursing home deaths in New York. USA Radio News. A California teachers union is being called out for what some believe is hypocrisy. With the details from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has concluded that schools are safe to reopen without vaccinations for all teachers. Instead of following the science, some teachers union are making up the rules as they go, and parents are crying hypocrisy. A video surfaced last week showing Matt Mayer, president of the Berkeley Teachers Union, dropping off his two-year-old daughter at an in-person preschool. Matt Mayer says he fights for the gold standard for the teachers he represents, saying Berkeley schools should only reopen in-person learning when educators are vaccinated, among other criteria. Again, the science says schools are safe to reopen without vaccinations for all teachers, per the CDC.
United Airlines is ordering more 737 MAX jets from Boeing. The company announcing on Monday that they're adding another 25 planes to its contract with the aircraft manufacturer. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for you to learn about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer any excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. So, we were talking about this thing from St. John Ambulance, sja.org, UK.UK, which is a revision of the new COVID version performing CPR where you literally...
Back to the previous story for a sec, the banning of grease.
Yes.
Here's something that would be a great business. Open a theater that just plays all of the movies that have been banned.
And the TV show, right, yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, just play only things that they have tried to ban.
You could have
that would keep all of the ban-happy morons out of the theater. You could go and have a good time with no social justice warriors at all present. You would be banning them.
That's true. You could have a second room with books in it as well.
Yes,
right?
All the banned books.
Library, right?
Have a banned library attached to a banned theater.
Perhaps that's an idea to expand upon Band Camp, Bandcamp.
Yes. There you go. We can have the whole thing at Bandcamp.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the
and also have flutes.
Oh, of course. You have to have flutes.
You mean the recorders?
Yes, yes.
Can they call them recorders? What's the difference between a recorder and a flute? There's not as many notes.
A recorder put a little tape in a recorder, and then...
No.
Okay.
The flute you hold sideways and blow across the top of it, whereas the recorder you hold down and you blow in through the top of it.
Okay.
It comes out.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm glad you know a lot about blowing things, because...
Actually, the first ever music that I wrote and performed was in, I think, fifth grade with a couple of my classmates. And I was on the xylophone. It was a, you know, junior
size. Oh, I remember those,
xylophone.
Yeah.
And then the one girl, she had the recorder. And then the other guy, he had, like, you know, I don't know, some very small drum-like things. And we wrote this song, and we performed it. And it was horrible. But that was the very first live music thing that...
You've come a long way, baby.
Wrote and recorded. So, yeah, a recorder was involved.
Okay.
So...
Wow.
But, yeah, you know, don't let that out to anybody because that's, you know, top secret stuff.
Okay, we'll keep it quiet.
Keep it quiet. Shh. Wouldn't want it to get out on the radio.
Try to avoid talking about that on the radio, then.
By the way, welcome back to our new old viewers on YouTube and Facebook, where we are now broadcasting again.
We are live.
Starting tonight.
We'll do it live.
We're back. Until they get rid of us.
Well.
We're back.
We'll see how long it takes this time.
Indeed. Well, they didn't get rid of us before. We just kind of left because they got really crappy.
Well, they did get rid of us because they made it almost incomprehensible for us to stream live.
Yeah, they made it difficult. But there's a solution that I found this weekend, so we're back.
You're a good man.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. I have no segue, but I wanted to talk about this from the freethoughtproject.com. This was published today. A family fined kicked off their own property while trying to live sustainably. This is out of Polk County, Georgia. There's no question that 2020 was one of the most difficult years in American history, as the government shut down the economy, driving unemployment to record levels and forcing businesses to close their doors forever. Tens of millions of Americans found themselves in dire straits. To deal with the unprecedented hard time, some folks, like Tim Leslie and his family, began to get creative buying property and homesteading. However, because the land of the free is but a fleeting myth in this country, government officials did all they could to thwart it. Last year, Leslie lost his job. With no other options in mind, he bought a plot of land in Polk County. He parked an RV on it and began to live off the land. On the property, Leslie has chickens, goats, and a vegetable garden for his wife and their two kids, 9-year-old Knox and 18-month-old Daisy. We plan on building a forever home here and, you know, growing old and giving it to our kids, Leslie told WSB-TV. After he was fired, Leslie took his life savings, draining his pension and 401k, and bought the property in Polk County. The purchase took place in November of 2020. The family's dreams of homesteading on their own property came to a grinding halt, however, and has morphed into a nightmare thanks to the intrusive and utterly cruel nature of the state. Leslie and his family are no longer living on their own property and are instead living in an RV park. This is because county officials forced them to move. The county issued the family a steep fine and then ordered them to move or face arrest and have his property stolen because living on your property in an RV is, quote, illegal, unquote.
See, why don't they just... If they would just assassinate the people who enforce these laws, they'd stop enforcing them. I mean, this person just stole a guy's land right out from under him. Oh, yeah, you still own it. You just can't live on it. Yeah, just shoot him in the face.
Yeah, I don't think violence is the solution to the problems, but I understand the frustration.
There is no other solution. The other solution is let them push you. Excuse me. Let them push you and push you and push you until you have no place else to go and then kill yourself. That's the only other option.
Well, I mean, you certainly have a right to defend yourself if you are attacked.
And you have a right to defend your home. He would have had to have stayed there. When someone comes onto your property, nope. Tries to move you off it, they are attacking your home. You have every right to kill them and to make it hurt.
You do, but it sounds like he just left on his own when he got a threatening letter. I mean, it doesn't sound like he's...
Well, the threat is the violence, though. As soon as someone is threatening
you... Just because somebody sends you a letter in the mail doesn't mean you should
leave
your house.
Okay, then get guns and wait for them to show up. And when they show up, blow their heads off.
You know, in the Old West, when... even after the Old West, I'm thinking like in the 40s, maybe... I'm trying to remember, there's several tales of when bureaucrats try and come and seize a person's property, and the community gets together and doesn't allow it to happen.
Yes!
That's what should happen here, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
This guy should
have support. That would require a community who actually cared about freedom.
And property rights.
And there's just not, that doesn't exist, from what I can tell. I mean, we're trying to build one here in New Hampshire, but it's slow going. We need more people to move up here. If you actually have neighbors who can come to your defense... Then you actually have a chance. I mean, even if you were going to take nobody's advice, and again, I don't recommend it, but if you were going to take that advice, you're going to end up dead. I mean, unless you actually have a community to back you up.
But if you can't live anywhere, if you can't do anything, then why not just be dead? You know, what's the point in living if you have no freedom? If you can't even live on a piece of land that you bought and you paid for.
I get it, but none of us have freedom.
Take a few of them with you because they're going to kill you sooner or later anyway. They're going to starve you to death.
Maybe there's a better strategy. You know, maybe there's a better strategy than being a one-man band and going down shooting. There might be a better strategy.
I do think it's a matter of time, though, before we see that type of a thing begin to occur. I think it's inevitable that will eventually occur. 603.
I mean, be clever if you can. Build a killdozer.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Everybody, this is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Our telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about this article from the freethoughtproject.com about a Mr. Leslie and his family who he lost his job due to the COVID shutdowns of businesses. Ooh. And so he drained his
government
savings.
Took his job,
basically. He drained his savings and bought himself a plot of land somewhere in Polk County, Georgia.
And which is a huge, like, step out into the land of the unknown, right? To take all your savings and put it into something, whether it be a business or whether it be a piece of property, whatever this, you know, your life's dream might happen to be, and to take that step off the cliff, right? Like you're taking everything and you're putting it on the line, and then to just have it completely taken away from you.
Yep.
Yeah. And so,
and what happened to his goats? Does he have his goats in his mobile home park?
Probably not.
It.
No,
have you
he
seen
does
the rules
not.
At those places? Or his chickens? Huh?
Have you seen the rules at mobile home parks? They are not friendly, most of them, towards anything.
Certainly not goats.
So Mr. Leslie himself says, before I could go to court, they showed up at my property, the building inspector and the code enforcement officer, and told me that I had to be off my land or they were going to seize my vehicles and all of my assets. This move is especially insidious for two reasons. The first reason is obvious. Leslie and his family own the property, and no one should be able to tell him what to do on it, especially due to the fact that they are a struggling family during unprecedented times in a supposed pandemic. The second reason is that Leslie checked the law before making these moves, and he is following it. According to WSB-TV, Leslie says he checked the county codes before buying the land. He showed them the section that allows for single-family dwellings in an agricultural district under which his property is designated. Under the county's definition for dwellings, it specifically includes manufacturers' homes, mobile homes, industrialized buildings, and recreational vehicles. It showed that we could have our animals here and be in our camper temporarily, so that's the reason we moved out.
See, pull out a gun, get, you know, you get off my land, and then call your friends, get them to come out, get everybody you can out there. Reinforcements matter.
Yeah, but your friends have to be willing to actually stand up for your freedoms, and so many people these days are so cowardly they won't even take a mask off.
Well, let them wear masks then.
That's not going to help. If you're too cowardly to take a mask off, you sure as hell aren't going to face down a bunch of bureaucrats with a bulldozer or whatever it is they bring.
Yeah, or even just be armed, you know, when they show up.
And by the way, we did this back when Jay Noon, one of our former co-hosts, he had his property under threat in Massachusetts. He had not paid the property tax extraction, the extortion. And, you know, he believed that he had the legal stuff straight as far as how to not do that and, like, keep having the property. And the town disagreed with his opinions about that, and they issued him the notice that they were going to tax sale the property and they were going to come take it from him. And so he contacted friends who actually were willing to show up, including Pete Ayer and myself. I believe Michelle Seven, JJ, a good crew of activists from the Keene area, went down. There were a bunch of folks there from Massachusetts who he knew there as well. And we occupied his front yard for the day, and we did stop that from happening. The cops didn't come back for six more months, and then they came back at like 4 or 6 a.m., and they did their evil deeds in the under the cover of darkness.
Of course, because, you know, they're bastards. They're not going to be, you know.
Which is why what you need is a community of people in physical proximity.
I was just thinking it's too bad Jay Noon wasn't in New Hampshire.
Right. And plus, you know, in New Hampshire, he would have fared better, I think, especially if we have, you know, we got a tool like Cell 411, which I don't know at the time. I don't think we at the time did. I don't think that existed at all.
Right.
But, you know, to have people who are in physical proximity that aren't that far is an ideal situation. You know, if you've got to drive 45 minutes to, you know, to get and back up your friend, that's, you're 40 minutes too far.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed. Despite following the law, as stated previously, Mr. Leslie's citation is specifically for, quote, living in campers / RV, unquote. This is a question about property rights, said attorney Ari Bargill. With the Institute for Justice, Mr. Leslie owns the property on which he situated his camper, and as a result, he has the right to live there as long as he's not harming anybody through his use.
I'm glad to hear Institute for Justice has taken the case. They are a very libertarian law firm, and they do work for charity. That's basically all they do is they take cases that are like this and property rights violations and other freedom violations, and they, you know, they'll go all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Nice. One would think that the media coverage on the case, coupled with the egregious nature of kicking a family off their own property for trying to survive during a supposed pandemic, would make officials rethink their move. However, one would be wrong. According to WSB-TV, the county manager, the police chief, and the county commission chair all refused to comment on the case.
What are these guys' phone numbers? What are their names? Does it name the various officials involved?
Chief Dodd, apparently.
Chief Dodd, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give them a phone call tomorrow. Tell them what I think of them.
See, now that's a pretty good idea. And if there were enough people in the area who actually cared about that, that could make those people's lives difficult. There was some discussion last night. I won't give a lot of details, but there's a group of activists in New Hampshire that are talking about expanding the targeting of the bureaucrats from just the governor's house. We've been to the governor's house and the AG's house, the attorney general's house.
Right.
We've been there a couple times. We've been to the governor's house a bunch of times. And so what happens, of course, is a bunch of people show up at the governor's house, and there's, you know, a bunch of cops that show up as well. And so all the police resources are in the same place. What if people showed up on the same day at the same time in a bunch of different places all across New Hampshire, like at the worst state representatives' houses?
Mm-hmm.
What if those people were receiving nasty grams in the mail? There are certain companies out there that will let you send some pretty disgusting items through the mail to somebody that you don't like. What if they started receiving some...
Yeah, let's start shipping them fertilizer.
Yeah, that kind of thing. What if they received some things that made their life as a state representative, where they get paid $100 a year, mind you, here in New Hampshire, very undesirable to continue?
I think that's a great idea. Make their lives a living hell, because that's what they've
done to us.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. So, apparently, the police chief, the county commissioner, chair, and such refused to comment on the case, but Polk County Police Chief Officer Kenny Dodd had no problem.
Kenny Dodd needs a phone call.
Had no problem standing behind the move in an email to the news station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dodd.
He needs a couple of tons of manure delivered to his house.
Yes, he does. In an email to the news station, Dodd cited several codes for kicking the family off of their own property, extorting them, and threatening to steal their property. According to WSB-TV, one states, temporary buildings and trailers shall not be allowed in any district except when utilized for construction site contracting work. Another requires that single-family dwellings containing or must contain 1,200 square feet minimum.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So if you want to actually have a tiny home, isn't this something that's coming up in New Hampshire now where I think I've heard there's a proposal at the State House to essentially legalize tiny homes across the state, because there are apparently some towns that do things like this where there's a certain minimum size for a building, like in whatever zoning or codes that they have, and it would actually allow people to build whatever home size they wanted.
Yeah, I heard something similar, but I thought it was the other way around, where they're just trying to make it all illegal.
Okay, I'll have to check on it.
Yeah, I don't recall specifically, but it would surprise me to see folks trying to legalize the tiny homes when it shouldn't be illegal in the first place. But, you know, towns do it to sort of protect them, but they don't want people living in tiny homes. We'll get poor people in our neighborhood, and that'll ruin our property values, and et cetera. Anyway, Chief Dodd also referenced Section 700.03, which lists the purpose of the codes to include aesthetic values of land and property, WSB-TV reported. So, yeah. It seems like they're railroading.
So our view is more important than your right to live.
Seems to me they're railroading this guy.
Yep.
More Free Talk Railroad Live is down on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.